From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore with WBHM News. Now that abortion is illegal in Alabama in almost all cases, those who want the procedure will need to travel out of the state to get it. That increases demand for groups like Yellowhammer Fund. The nonprofit helps people pay for abortion care and travel costs. Last week, the group shut down those services amid legal uncertainty. They say they're worried the state could criminalize them or their clients. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Before the Supreme Court ruling, ending a federal right to abortion, Yellowhammer Fund helped around 200 to 300 people navigate abortion care in Alabama every month, connecting them to clinics both in and out of state, funding the procedure plus transportation and hotel stays. Kelsey McLean is the group's director of healthcare access. She says getting an abortion has never been easy or cheap, and many of their clients are low income.
For some of these folks, we're literally helping them figure out how to navigate air travel for the first time, how to get on a bus that goes outside of their city for the first time.
Now, McLean says Yellowhammer Fund is worried about the legal repercussions of giving people advice and money to travel out of state for an abortion.
And we're trying to figure out what kind of guidance we can give people without endangering them or provoking the state to start going after us or pursuing us.
Alabama's 2019 abortion ban makes it a felony punishable by up to 99 years in prison to perform the procedure. The only exception is if there's a serious health risk to the mother. The law says women receiving abortions will not be criminalized. But McLean says questions remain about how state leaders could apply the legislation in combination with other statutes.
Because this is such new, unprecedented territory, we were advised to really proceed with the maximum amount of caution.
For now, Yellowhammer Fund is directing clients to websites and advocacy groups based out of state. They continue to provide other services, like emergency contraception and sex education. McLean says they're taking time to meet with lawyers and telling people in need of abortion funding to check back on July 15th. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.